Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jay.
Milestone. It's huge. Huge. Today at 3 o'clock. Do not delay. Today at 3 o'clock, you have a chance to make your reservation at Casa Bonita.
Woo! Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. A milestone. It's a milestone, folks.
There's some, you know, it's weird, like what you get into and what you don't get into, right? This I have not. I mean, I thought it'd be good. I thought it'd be fun to go, but I mean, I have friends that are like obsessed with this. They have it on their calendar. They can't wait to get a reservation. Like really? Yeah.
I'm just
because they've been
point.
On the wait forever.
I've been out there already. All right, we got invited by a listener to go, and Carson and I went. And I'm almost to the point though that if you're one of your friends that had it on the calendar or whatnot, that you would be almost to the edge of like, screw it, I'm not going to go. I mean, it's been such a long time that they've shut us out, us being mostly local people for the most part, and it's almost irritating. It's
well,
not
how,
like
how would you have done it?
It's not like it's top shelf.
But how would you have done it if you knew that this iconic place is reopening? How would you have done the reservations?
Well, when I went, and I've heard this from other people, that the entire restaurant has not been utilized entirely throughout this period. Okay, I think I would have opened it up with it fully open, and be able to take locals and registrations from the very beginning, or at least after the first month. This thing's been open forever. It's been almost what, 8, 9, 10 months, a year?
But don't you think it's so, like, there's a place called the Magic Castle, right, in Los Angeles, and it's I mean, even the biggest celebrities can't get into it because people want to get into it because they can't get into it. Don't you think it did do a good job of creating that, that, oh my God, I got to get there. I want to see it.
There is a buzz because people still even text us, be like, oh, I just got on the list. I'm going to Casa Bonita.
So it was kind of a good way to make it unobtainable, and they kind of knew, like, don't open the second floor yet.
Yeah.
I
guess. I don't know.
When you can't get it, that FOMO thing.
Yeah. It's the can't have.
Yeah. But it's felt like that they are making, and I guess this is what you're saying, they're making it bigger than what it is in my head.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I guess it works. I don't know. I'm not a marketing genius when it comes to a restaurant.
You said you were.
Not in a restaurant.
Oh, tell them what happened to your restaurant.
Went under.
Yeah.
Went under.
Well, see, if you were a marketing genius, that wouldn't have happened.
It was barbecue. Barbecue was easy. But it didn't work
out.
It didn't work out. And I guess I'm not the best person to ask when it comes to Casa Bonita, but today at 3, open reservations to anyone. I guess they'll never get to a point where you can just walk up.
I don't know.
I don't know if they'll ever
There's also
to that.
Another new place that had a line around the block. Oh, I wish I had more information about this. Somewhere that sells chicken salad.
Chicken salad?
Yep.
That's a tough one to Google.
It is.
Yeah.
It's this place that just opened, and they're known for chicken salad, and there was a line around the block for chicken salad.
Hey, Spadil, can you put in chicken salad backup? See what comes up?
I'm just saying.
Please.
I'm saying, and they said it was like, and it's, I think it's by your house.
It's called Chicken Salad Chick.
Oh.
You found it?
Yeah, uh-huh. It is by your house. It's in Littleton.
You Googled chicken salad backup?
I Googled chicken salad Denver. Yeah, that's what came up.
And the line was around the block. But, you have to go there.
Well, hang on a second. You're not confirming that this is the same place that she's talking about.
Yeah, it says right here, a fast casual chicken salad restaurant concept is expanding to Colorado. Chicken Salad Chick opened a new location in Littleton on Tuesday.
That would probably be it.
And there was a line around the...
Yeah, I mean, if it's known for chicken salad, that's got to be the one.
Yeah,
right?
It has to be.
Yeah.
So, Littleton.
In Littleton. Littleton. Mm-hmm.
Right off Santa Fe.
Yep.
Yeah.
My house.
By your house.
Yeah. Chicken salad.
It's all they sell is, well, they're known for chicken salad. You got to go.
Well, if it's called chicken salad cherry or whatever called. Yeah.
Chicken. It's not chicken salad cherry.
Cherry.
It's chicken salad chick.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's very popular.
All right. All right. There you go. Chicken salad, casa bonita. You make your pick.
We got it all.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Lines around the block.
I just thought it fit there. Sorry.
It does, I guess. I'd never heard of the chicken salad place. I love chicken salad.
I am a big fan of the chicken salad.
Too.
Yeah. It's
me
just,
too.
It has to have celery in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I will tell you, when you go to Casa Bonita.
I don't like the kind with the grapes in it.
The divers are good. They're very good. And the food's pretty good too. Okay, so I got the thumbs up for it because I think it's a lot better. It was horrible beforehand.
Yeah, I mean that wasn't.
But it's a lot better, and you will enjoy it.
And
it's
the sopapillas, don't forget about those.
And the game room.
Oh, yeah, the game room. They had a lot of stuff.
I feel like you guys are just bragging right now.
That's pretty cool.
Look at all the things we didn't, how great it was.
Oh, not,
and you guys aren't going, and you have to wait at 3 o'clock to try to get a reservation. We already went there.
Not to mention the gorilla. He was cool too. Took pictures with us.
That really helped.
Nice little kicker.
Yeah.
And don't forget that chicken salad joint over
there.
Oh, my
God, it fit there. There's a line around the block.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.